Are you calling about the Craigslist ad?
Yes, I am.
The truck?
Yeah.
What do you want with it?
Huh?
What do you want to do with it?
I want to use it for parts to fix up my truck.
Would you like to put in the back?
Hey, could I use you in the back? Could we just have a makeout party?
And yeah, there's already a mattress in the back.
It's a little stained and mildewy, but, you know, we can get our business done back there, sweetheart.
I really don't think so.
Oh, come on. What are you, a queer?
Yeah, I'm a queer.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right, then. You and I can go.
Yeah, or me.
Let's do this.
Yeah, I got two broads here. They're happy to eat some cat for
you.
And we'll watch.
There's no excuse.
It's the end of that chapter.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We scared him away, Dark Stranger.
No action.
Yeah, she came.
I need to find out what year the ad says because I've
no action with my construction guy either.
Sigh.
We talked for like a couple hours, and he's like, my wife. I was like, whatever.
What? He hung around for a couple hours talking about his wife?
Yeah.
What a gump.
Hey, I need to say
you should have just been like, "Hey, do you want to get blown?"
I'm sorry, I'm not as forward as you are.
Need to work on that. Hi, Dan.
Hey.
I need to say, for the purposes of the podcast feed, that this is the after show, and it's on the feed now. And if you don't like it, fuck off.
Yay, feed, fuck.
Oh, we're live.
Take that.
Live on the air.
Fuck it. Hey. Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Listen, I found that voicemail I was talking about, and here it is. I'm going to play it real quick.
I guess you
was it in your butt?
Yeah, I went and found it.
You dug up in there.
In your butt, boy.
Hello, Roy. These are the killer robots. We have come to penetrate your cock. We are robots. We would like to show you. Oh, yeah. Listen to my black brother. Brad Carter, we will discriminate. We will activate.
That was
intergalactic,
it.
planetary, intergalactic.
Intergalactic. Yes, more dogs.
Hello,
Mr.
Troy.
Hello.
What do you want? The truck, I guess.
Troy, I'm looking for Roy.
Yes, you're not getting the truck. I don't like your attitude.
I'm looking for Roy. You have an ad on Craigslist for homosexual
dildo
boys?
Yeah.
You're calling from the area
code. Are you down?
You had an ad on Craigslist, and I'm a very serious individual.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing,
sound
buddy?
Like it.
I love country boys. Do you have a corn cob pipe?
I do. I have a corn cob pipe.
I do. Southern accent. I just
I smoke
love
pot
the way that tongue sounds from the south.
I had a weird thing with
you. Fine, I'll get Roy. Roy,
you put a corn cob up my ass, and it was very unpleasant.
Okay, Hillcock, shut up.
The rope game. Oh,
Roy Hillcock,
can I get a ride on your end loader?
There's
several joysticks, and I just love playing with the rocks.
Ooh.
You think
can I play with your rocks? Your ad on Craigslist says that you let people play with rocks. Roy, you're not so serious anymore.
Interesting. I'm
trying to get Roy Hillcock to talk to you, but he's... I don't know.
He's so shy. You're so forward.
Yeah. And you're so...
Well, it's difficult to get him to come out of the closet, you know.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to come out of the closet, too.
Well, that's because you were chained in there, weren't
you? Closets up or clothes, Billy.
What kind of brads do you like?
That's Roy. Roy knows he's advertising on Craigslist.
About your brads?
If you go into the casual encounters, You get to see his ad.
Oh.
What,
does it have a picture?
He's in California, Las Vegas, Arizona, New Mexico, under free homosexuals with toys.
Wait, you're a man.
What the fuck?
You're a man.
He said he's got a truck. Or he wants to play with trucks and loaders and construction toys and all kinds of stuff.
I can't play.
And then he's into electronics and telephones and everything.
Telephones? Tell me about your telephone.
Customer 48 0 2 7 8.
Blah.
Tell me more about your telephones.
Yes, Roy. Tell me more about your telephone.
I just want to know more about your telephones.
I want to know more about the toys he has advertised on Craigslist.
Ooh, toys.
I really didn't want to go fist deep to find my cell phone.
I've experienced one of his toys.
They're telephone-shaped toys.
It's a telephone wrapped in barbed wire, and he tries to say somehow that's sensual, but it's nothing but pain.
Sensual pain?
Well, since you're not serious and you're all about games, us in the homosexual community have to let you go, because I'm really looking for a serious guy. I guess I'll have to go find one of those, what do you call those, glory holes? Because you're just not serious enough to me.
You should eat a bunch of mushrooms and fall down the rabbit hole.
Oh, have a laugh about it.
You really punked us.
Ouch.
I thought it was a chick at first.
I did too.
it was a bad fake gay.
He was 100 miles.
He wasn't fabulous or anything.
He was 100 miles too far west.
He was fake.
Yeah, without a doubt.
People, yeah.
He was too gay.
Phone numbers on the personal ad.
I think I got a hilarious voicemail. I'm just reading the Google translation of it.
You have permission to read it out loud.
Hey, Roy, since you like to play with the phone and you got nothing better to do, I guess I'm going to spend all night long putting all kind of phony ads on there with your telephone number so you can stay busy on the phone with all kind of bullshit. Since you want to jack people off, you can jack people off all night long. I'm going to put a bunch of ads on there with your telephone number so that you can get all kind of crazy fucking calls and fuck with people like you like to fuck with people. So enjoy the rest of your night, maybe the rest of your week, because I got nothing better to fucking do but to jack you off like you just did me, you punk motherfucker. I hope your mother is fucking you with a dildo.
I think that was my fault.
Can you send me his phone number?
Yeah, I'll call it right now.
That's
fantastic.
Was he the last phone number, just so I can have him as a friend?
How could he think that would amazing. Bother us?
Was he the 3-1?
He was the 69, dude.
Don't tell me, Mr. Carter. Don't tell me.
Oh, wait, that's my dyslexia.
Hello?
What's up, Sugar Britches?
Hello. What's going down in Chinatown?
How are things?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good voice.
You turned any tricks tonight?
Yeah, really.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I was calling about the F-150 that you guys are giving away.
What year?
Are you guys giving a truck that you have wrecked away?
What year?
I don't know. You have it on a Craigslist. It's the F-150.
Well, we've wrecked a lot of them. So.
Oh, yeah, you have a lot of them? So what time would be a good time tomorrow to pick it up?
Well, what year are you looking for?
What year are you looking for, Fred? The one thing, we have a whole lot of them. Yeah, hold on. Let's talk to my boyfriend real quick. Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got a lot of trucks?
No, we wrecked a whole bunch of them last week, and we were just wondering what year you wanted, because, you know, we have almost every one.
We got the VINs filed off almost.
Almost something in the 2000s, you got?
2000?
The radio
I know. I've got a 1999 and a 2003.
Just so you all know that you're all on this line together, I own a repossession company, and I just busted this telephone number. This is a radio station playing a joke on a whole lot of people if you're all listening.
That's awesome.
So anyway,
funny joke.
Yeah, the 2000.
I tried to rile you up, talk to you, Ben, like a carbine repo, and I couldn't even rile you up. That's a good joke, you guys. What state are you guys really playing this radio station out of?
I feel riled up.
Florida.
Yeah,
what?
I feel riled up. I got a pussy boner right now.
That's great.
Oh,
that's the best fucking joke I've heard a radio station do yet.
Oh, you want to win the prize?
Oh, I'm so riled up.
try to whistle.
You have to whistle. You have to whistle. Do you understand what you got to whistle? The 2600.
You had to have had probably 9 million gypsies from California all the way to where you guys are at over that joke on that stuff.
What? Gypsies. Oh, so anyway, you're calling about the trucks?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, I don't...
Oh, we're over here getting riled up. Oh, you can have the
what's going on with the trucks then?
I was telling you that we had a 1999 and a 2003.
The 2003, there was a fatality in it, so there's a lot of blood. But the parts are...
I think he had AIDS, too, so you got to be careful.
What's wrong with it? Is the front end mixed up?
No, it's the back end. No, it was rear-ended.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
And the wife of the couple, she ended up bleeding out in the passenger seat. It's, like, kind of bad because she was pregnant at the time. So it was a whole mess. Yeah. She was on
the 2003.
Can you guys give me an address to go pick it up?
A mattress? There's a mattress in the back.
That's stained too.
At the Walmart. I can bring it to the Walmart. You got a truck?
All right, where's the Walmart at?
We got to be able to put it in a truck. You got a truck?
Yeah, I got a tow dolly.
Oh. What kind of strength you got on that one?
What do you mean?
Like, what's your payload?
Oh no, I don't own a company or nothing. I just.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking how much can you pull?
Oh, I don't know. I just got a Suburban that I tow everything in.
So you think you can pull? You think you can pull this one? 2003?
Yeah. Yeah, I could pull it.
Yeah.
F-350.
Hey, you can have it for free if you pull my dick in the back of that Suburban.
Oh, that's all I gotta do.
Yeah. But,
all right. So
we tie a rope to his dick, and then we tie a rope to your dick.
It takes me a while.
And it's like a tug of war.
Are you uncircumcised? I'd like space dock.
Oh, fuck. Damn, I'm kind of freaky, but not that freaky.
And you can have the RC truck. It's just that easy.
All right, so which one do I get to keep?
You can keep me if you want to adopt a motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. I'm already taking care of a bunch of kids that ain't mine.
Well, that's silly. You shouldn't do that. You should, they should have a rafting, quote-unquote, accident.
Oh. Huh.
We can help.
Where's the Walmart at? How does this work? Do you guys have the title, or what's going on with this?
We got the VINs filed off.
You got the what?
You should turn gay, then you don't have to worry about children.
The VIN numbers are filed off of it, so everything's cool. Yeah, it's yours. We'll just write you a bill of sale.
All right, then. Where can I pick it up at, and when can I meet you guys there?
What's the closest Walmart to you?
Are you by the one on West Thomas Road?
I'm in Avondale.
Oh, shit. That's where we are.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about on West Rancho? Is that one okay?
Yeah.
That sounds perfect. I can be there in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, just call us when you get there.
You bring the condom.
Okay. But I'm just saying, where's the truck at?
I've got it right here.
It's in your butt.
It's in your butt, boy.
It's in Roy's pants.
No, no, not Brad's got it.
No, I've got it. I'm bringing it along with me.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of us, so I'll drive the truck, and then Roy will drive his car, and it'll be fine.
I get shotgun.
No, I have a tow truck. I'm towing it behind me.
Okay, well.
Yeah, but this goofy broad likes to sit in the passenger seat because she thinks it's fun.
She likes to pretend she's driving.
I'm a little tipsy right now.
So, no, but can you be there in 10 minutes?
So how's this working, Chief? You guys are...
I've got the truck.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring the truck.
Let's do this.
Come to Walmart.
Well, if you've got a tow truck, how about if I give you some gasoline to bring it all the way to my house?
All right, I'll bring it all the way to your house. Where's your house?
But you got to meet us at Walmart first to give us a prepayment.
So what?
Can you wire me the money?
Do you have Western Union at Walmart?
Damn, how far are you?
We're going to... Listen,
just get his address.
We're going to have you wire us $800. We're going to have you wire us $800, but then you get to keep $300 of that. We'll send you a check for it.
Oh, man. I wish I had it like that.
So you'll make money.
Are you giving the truck away or not?
Yeah, I'm pulling it over here and there right now.
Oh, here we are.
Okay. Beep, beep. It's better to do this in public locations, man. Because, like, motherfuckers try to rob you at the houses. They get you there, all and right, then they get over here.
That's how they get you.
So you guys are going to be... Where's the Walmart? What's the name of that road that Walmart's from that we're going?
West Rancho. West Rancho, Santa Fe Boulevard. Is that
okay? Okay, what's the other road?
Oh, God, I don't know.
And how are you going to go there if you don't know where it's at?
Well, I just can't think of the name of it.
All right, then. Yeah, I know it's on Dizer.
This is all legit. Yeah, North Dizer.
All right, well, I just...
By the interstate.
Yeah.
Duh.
All right, then I guess I'll meet you down there. How long is it going to take you to get there?
4 minutes now. Because we're already in the car.
Yeah, just call us when you get there.
3 minutes, 55.
I know, but I'm saying... Where's the truck at? How am I going to get the truck?
It's on
I
the
got
way.
It, bro.
In your butt. This fucker's dragging it around.
Oh, okay. Then you
I'm
guys
not
going to
do
the
it all night.
Right now.
Yeah. All right. Just call us when you get there, or if you just see the tow truck, you'll know it's us. But if not, just give us a holler.
All right. Then I'll give you a call.
God
right
bless,
now,
bro.
Thank you.
You too, man. Thanks. Bye.
No problemo.
Love you.
Echo, I didn't give a single fuck.
What the hell was that?
What? Who's 623?
Maybe he wants a little action.
Oh, they're calling about the ad also.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys want a truck and some action?
We got a guy...
No action, just a truck.
We got a guy you can
arm. Well, we can do that. Roy!
Are you gonna give it to two people?
What? 1 second. Roy won't pick up the phone. Roy, pick up the phone. Jesus.
Who's on the line?
Oh, he's gone.
That bastard.
Well, he was listening to the whole other call, wouldn't he?
What a dick.
Nobody gave me that memo.
The memo calls today. Somebody just called up and pressed numbers.
Yeah. I hung up on him.
what
a superstar.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Fuck you. I'm pressing buttons.
Yeah.
Shy dick.
God, you should win a t-shirt. That's impressive.
Wait. This guy has been calling us a lot. I think he might have left voicemails.
poor cat wants the truck, even though there's a million people talking to him. Somebody claimed to be gay, and that they were just calling, and it's a radio station, and it's bullshit.
We should go with an RC truck.
He was so excited.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
You guys have a truck for sale?
Roy does.
Roy does. Yeah. Where can I see that?
At the Walmart.
At the Walmart? Which one?
You pick.
Where?
You pick. Which one are you by?
You pick.
No, you pick.
I'm over by the one in Surprise.
Oh, that's right where I am. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah. Let's meet at the Walmart.
Let's meet at the Walmart.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to Walmart. Walmart. Yeah. Giggly teenage boy.
Yeah, they got all kinds of lotions there, too. That's great. We can really have a good time in the truck.
Yes. This is going to be great.
You got any poppers? Anal nitrate?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're fitting a party. Nitrate.
Nail polish remover?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you gonna bring a condom? I want that truck. I don't have to do anything to get that truck.
Fuck it, bareback, queer up, or don't even play.
Oh no, that's too dangerous, bareback. Yeah, and besides, you're gonna
die anyway. I already got the hip, so I don't give a shit.
Hello, is Roy.
But I don't want to die with anybody. And if I have sex with you, then you will die with me.
Hello, well, Roy.
I like to play the choking game anyway.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Roy.
Sure. Why not?
Calling about your truck?
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get a couple guys together to arm wrestle for it.
I'll take you down.
You down for that?
Are you... I guess so.
Yeah? You're strong.
You have several people who want it or something?
Yeah, we figured, like, we don't want people fighting, so just fucking arm wrestle. Man up.
Yeah.
This guy bought me a case of beer.
I've got this young man here with me, and I bought him a case of beer. I know I shouldn't have, but he yells.
You're saying it's already taken?
No, it's not. No. He just wants to see men arm wrestle.
I just like watching sweaty men arm wrestle is really what it's all about.
Well, do you have anybody else, or can I come get it tomorrow?
We're planning on having a little championship at a goddamn Walmart, like, in the area.
Say again?
We're planning on having a little championship at a Walmart parking lot.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, to lay down in the parking lot.
An arm wrestle. Do you got any old shorts from the 80s that kind of tug at you?
That you haven't washed?
Why do you keep putting me in charge of shit?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm all Chilo. Like being stupid. Why am I all echoey, Brad?
Oh, I don't know. My mic keeps.
I require spandex short shorts.
I don't know. Just those little, like, fucking short plasticky fuckers would be awesome.
Hey, we got a call. Huh?
You got to cut up on the short shorts. There.
We love short shorts.
The surfing bird.
I don't have my thing on. I don't know if that's the right frequency.
Evie, give me some pizza.
The Rite Aid Pharmacy. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Why did Rite Aid Pharmacy?
Fuck you.
I need to pay somebody.
Not bread.
I'm starving.
Give me a beer.
I got something for you to eat, sugar britches.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, Evie, is that Frankenstein with you? Clomping up and down the steps?
No, that's my roommate style.
Yeah, but isn't that the one that was clomping up and down the steps?
That Styles was.
Fucking
this
Styles.
Is the other mate's name. Let's do a
hello,
shout out.
Hello, ma'am?
This is Jenny.
Oh. Hey, Jenny. I thought she picked up.
I have your number.
Hello, thank you for calling the Rite Aid Pharmacy. The store is open, however, the pharmacy is closed. If you
want the pharmacy.
To refill a prescription and know your prescription
it's
number,
closed. Time to steal all the narcotics.
If you would like to leave a message for the pharmacist, press 4. If you would like to hear the store hours, press 6. If you have a general question or need information about
store
merchandise, press 5.
We should do a fundraiser where we auction off
Matt
Hill's pants.
Line, please hold while I transfer your call.
Pants? What?
I don't know. Does Matt Hillock wear underwear? Do you free ball it?
He doesn't wear underwear.
Not usually. That's what I'm just trying to explain. No, I don't. But people are interested. Yeah.
Cause I'm free.
Oh,
come on, legend.
Oh,
thank you for choosing Rite Aid to
look.
Free phone.
Hi, I need to page somebody. The name's Alex Brand. It's a customer that's in there.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, is it possible to page a customer that's in there?
I don't believe I have a customer in here.
Oh, yeah, Alex is in there. Alex Brand.
Is anybody in the store? No. No, yeah, there's nobody in the store.
I think he's hiding in there.
No, he's not hiding in
there. He's undercover.
He's
pretending to be. He's pretending to be a shampoo bottle.
Look behind the merchandise on the shelves. I think
no.
He's in there. You didn't just check.
He misses medication for the last couple days, and he's usually found in stores behind items on the rack. He just crawls up on the rack when nobody's looking, and he just sits there until somebody moves the. Item that his face is behind, and then he shouts boo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm serious.
What is being whispered?
I'm sorry. I was telling Jenny the story of Legend because it's so cool.
Oh
God.
You should tell us all the story of Legend.
I don't know.
This guy, he hides and acts like a spook, and he goes, woo.
Okay, well, have a good evening.
He goes, woo,
okay.
You too.
Just kind of sat there and listened to everybody.
Yeah.
I guess that person left. I was looking on the Foursquare's talking page.
Yeah. I think they check into places on their way out the door.
And now, story time with Evie.
And story time with Evie.
About Legend.
Yeah, tell us the story.
Me.
Tell us the story about Legend?
Yeah.
There's no story about that. It's the famous prank call of when he convinced a school that he was the International Space Station.
No. I was a space shuttle just before.
Space shuttle?
Yeah, space shuttle.
Oh, it was before the International Space Station. You weren't Mir? You didn't call us Mir?
No.
Fuck.
I got auctioned off.
And they asked
and
him.
Now, awkward time.
They asked him awkward. What happens when an astronaut sneezes and said it propels them against
the
wall.
What happens, Legends?
You gotta be holding something solid because you'll be propelled against the wall. You know. Newtonian physics kind
of
thing.
That's what a bunch of grade school kids think, anyway.
Wasn't his name Scott? Algebra?
Linear algebra?
Long algebra, you know.
Linear algebra, right?
Oh, Christ, I don't know. Right now, I don't know about nothing.
I don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing.
But it's in your butt, boy. It's in your butt.
It's in your butt. It's in your butt.
I can't do his fucking voice.
Know you, Richard Gere. Say, but
you. Anyway, I've been known as Commander Crippen before.
Call a random store. So Mac can do his. What is it? It's in your butt call.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, Fat Albert in a can.
Oh, Fat Albert. I'm sorry, I got it wrong.
Yeah, do it that way. Just purposely screw it up.
It's our childish giggle call.
I love it.
The masses must hear one.
I'll need exact coordinates, ma'am. Oh, boy, it's in your butt.
Exactly. That's a laugh we have to do, Evie. Like Beavis and Butthead, kind of.
Yeah. What is this place, Fred?
Craigslist.
Oh, sorry. That's not the store.
No. Here, I'll call him back.
Is it a store?
No, it's Craigslist calling us.
They want the F-150.
Well, you got it then. If you call a store in a bit.
Convert mode.
Okay.
Look at Hayo. That kitty's got a cactus front. Looks like a penis.
Hello?
Hello there. You called me just a minute ago.
Oh, yeah. I was responding to the ad that you had on. Did you have a truck on there for free?
Yes, I do. It's a F-150.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I hung up because I thought it was a joke or something because I heard you were some butthead on there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Do you still have it?
Yes. It hasn't moved. It hasn't moved. I've been waiting for it to move for months. It really hasn't moved an inch.
Oh.
You know, it depends on plate tectonics. You know, if there's enough earthquake, it might move a millimeter or so. But
if you can give us to the morning, we can go pick it up for you.
Okay, how are you going to pick it up?
We have a truck, and we have a friend that has a tow truck.
Oh, well, I don't know. This thing's kind of like bent into a U shape, and I think you'd have to have a flatbed.
Oh, flatbed?
Yeah, it wouldn't really go down the road. You could hook it up with a dolly, but, you know, going down the road, I think it'd try to pass you, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right, well, we can have that arranged if it's possible. If you can wait for us till the morning to pick it up.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, that picture, you seen the picture, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there was, well, that's one side of it. And the other side, my ex-girlfriend, she was one of these impressionist artists, abstract artist, and she took to the other side with a little bit of acetylene torch and tried to make some what she would call artwork, but it doesn't look like artwork. It looks like a mess of that one side. You just want to part this out, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that you don't care about cosmetic blemishes?
Oh, no, not at all. I looked at the picture. I saw, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I went with this girl for a few months, and I didn't know she was a raging Democrat. Until she started doing this. Yeah, she had the acetylene torch on one side of the truck. She made it look like that George Bush Jr. was like taking a major dump on the. She made it, one, it had a globe of the world, and it had George Bush sitting on top of the world, squatting, taking shit right on the world.
Wow.
It's still there if you want to sell that too, but I don't really like the look. I've covered up with a tarp right now. I don't want to see that.
Oh.
Yeah, I got where I'm trying to get rid of the truck. I just don't want to see that no more.
Yeah, we'll pick it up for you. You're looking in Mesa, right?
Yeah. More or less, yeah.
What are your main crossroads?
Excuse me?
What are your main crossroads?
Oh, the crossroads. Well, I've got about 10 acres here. The main crossroads about like maybe a quarter mile away. It's okay. It should be. You're right down. Are you downtown, Mesa? Which way are you? Up,
I'm
down?
On Mesa. We're on Mesa Drive and Broadway in Mesa.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't be too far to go. No. It wouldn't too be far. No. You say you will be available to pick it up tomorrow?
Yes, sir. We can pick it up tomorrow.
Okay. I know the ad said for free, right? But, you know, donation definitely encourage. If you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I understand.
Yeah. What kind of donations would you be doing?
Like, what kind of donation are you looking for?
I don't know. What would you say would be a good donation for a truck of the statue? With the artwork on one side. It's unique.
Head.
Yeah.
I don't know. You name it, and then that way I can tell you if it's.
Well, I don't know. I would be. I don't know. You know, it's a truck. You're getting all the stuff for it. I'm sure you're going to part it out and make a lot more money than I'm going to get with nothing. You know.
Yeah.
But I'd say at least a $50-$100. I don't know. I don't know. All in that's fives, good. Though. Can
we
you have
can
it all in five?
If you want, but we can come in the morning. We can bring $100 with us.
Okay. Can you have it in $5 bills?
In $5 bills?
Yeah, $105 bills. No, I mean $5. You know, $100 worth of $5 bills. So that'd be like what? 20?
Probably
$25 bills.
Either
20 or make it $35 bills, and we'll be all right. That's at least $100. Okay. Ma'am.
All right.
All right. Like I said, it has artwork on it too. If you're interested, what?
I'm not interested in the artwork. Just interested in getting the truck.
I mean, if you were, you know, a hippie or a Democrat, you'd probably like to see this. You'd probably like to remove this from the truck and like put it in your front driveway or something.
No, I wasn't too crazy about Bush. Thank you.
Oh well, that's what I'm saying. Neither was she. She made the thing look like Bush was sitting down and taking a dump on the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I would like to look at that every day anyway.
Well, nor did I. That's why I had it under a tarpaulin.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, she.
I'm just interested in the truck.
She was handy with an acetylene torch, but I couldn't put up with her politics, man. She had to go down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I seen her, it was in a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and she was saying stuff about our dear leader, Obama. Dear leader. Yeah, that's pretty bad, man. People can go all the way down. I'm getting tired of this accent, so I'm going to switch on you, okay? Either. All right, you come up, you show up here tomorrow morning with $35 bills, and you can have the truck.
All right, what's your address or your main crossroads?
I'll tell you what, I'm getting kind of tired, and you're going to have to call back tomorrow, and I'll give you the address, but make sure you have a full tank of gas. And you got your flatbed all ready. Then you can come down here and get the truck. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it will fit on the flatbed. You're going to have a full-size tilt flatbed because this thing ain't going to roll. You're going to have a tilt it, and the flatbed's going to have a winch to haul it up the flatbed. Might scrape the flatbed a little bit, too, because, you know, tires are going flat. Oh, damn it. God damn it.
Oh, no, she heard all that, but, you know.
Oh, well, it went on and on and on. I'm sorry.
It was awesome.
That was fun.
It didn't go on that much.
That was fun.
Just for an hour.
I'm just waiting for the wrath of that one guy. He says he's going to lose all kinds of ads or something.
Oh, we're getting calls, but I didn't want to pick them all up while that was going on.
All right.
Here, I'll start picking up, though. Sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Oh, hey. I didn't see you on there.
Hello?
You're a sneaky little devil. How are you?
What are you calling about?
Are you calling about some makeout party?
Speak up.
Makeout party?
No, I'm calling about the truck for you.
Oh, how about the truck for a makeup party?
Yeah, that one.
You're not down?
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What you doing?
Welcome back, sir and lady.
Hi. Sorry, it was all my fault. I don't know what happened.
You made my shit crash. Why do we pay like $3 for the service?
$3?
$3. How much is Skype now a month?
Can you just reached the Comedy Cellar and Olive Tree Cafe. For the Comedy Cellar, press 1. For the Olive Tree Cafe, press 2. To assure friendly service, this call may be monitored. Someone will be right with you.
Comedy Cellar.
Olive Tree Comedy Cellar, this is Mache.
Hello, could I have a customer page that's in there to eat?
I'm sorry?
Could I have a customer paged? There's a customer in there right now I need to get a hold of. Is it possible?
There's no one in the restaurant.
Really? Nobody?
Who are you looking for?
Thomas?
Thomas?
Yeah.
Let me take a peek. Hold on.
I like this ragtime music.
Hey, Chelsea Lyra.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Alisa speaking. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Thomas.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
I'm calling for Thomas.
Who's Thomas?
I don't know, he's a customer there.
A customer here named Thomas?
Yeah.
This is the Olive Tree Cafe. Is that?
Oh yeah, they must
like somebody that works here. Or?
They must have transferred me over because I got transferred. I was trying to see if.
No,
could.
I know. I picked up the phone. The bartender answered. I'm the manager. But who are you looking for?
His name's Thomas.
It's a guy named Thomas.
Yeah.
What are you calling in regards to?
Well, it's between me and Thomas. Miss Nosy.
Who is this? Like a server?
Maybe. Is there a server there named Thomas? I just know he's there.
You just know that he's there.
Yeah, so go get him.
I'm not gonna go get him.
Hurry up.
Can I ask who this is? What's your name?
My name is John Draper.
Your name is what?
John Draper.
John Draper?
Yes.
John Draper.
I can prove it. Listen, I'll whistle 2600.
Okay, I'm not down for the jokes, dude.
So go get Thomas. I'm not asking you to listen to jokes.
Okay, well, he has a cell phone, so why don't you call that?
I don't know the number.
Well, then obviously you don't know him, so you don't know someone's phone number.
I changed it because I called him all the time.
Hi, General Manager. How can I help you?
I'm looking for Thomas.
Thomas whom?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Are you Thomas?
Of the last name of the person you're looking for.
It starts with a W.
Does it?
Yes.
Thomas, and it starts with a W.
Yeah, that's the one. Is he there?
I don't know. You're looking for a customer?
Yes.
There's not many customers here. Could you describe him for me?
We're not trying to be funny.
Could you describe the person you're looking for for me?
He has short hair.
Short hair. Is that the only description you're giving?
Yes.
Yes. There's no one here. Actually, everyone here right now has long hair.
Okay.
Surprisingly. So.
Thanks anyway.
All right.
It's all.
That didn't work out too good.
Lady in the back, being mouthy.
Someone's complaining about the music, which is coming from the comedy store.
Oh, wait, there's music playing on Cacti.
They said your music was too loud.
Oh, no, he couldn't hear the music. I forgot that it was playing. I'm dumb.
I can't hear any music.
It was there.
Now, what about this guy, Marcus Erdman? Who is he?
Are you looking at Open Book?
That needs to run his program.
Then needs to what?
Run his program.
VN, run your program. Wait, no, I can just go to the website and get it.
We don't need you anymore.
Did he do that already? Did he already make that shit today?
You need the website, what?
I'm going
to run the program?
I'm going to open
it. No, I didn't yet.
we want to use your program.
What do you want them to look up?
I'm just going to look at Open Book. It's faster. Take that.
No, it isn't.
I really liked your singing, by the way, buddy.
Thank you.
Hi, Vian.
Hi.
Oh. So, thank you for telling me about number stations the other day.
No, you've never heard about number stations? You were
no, I heard about them, but like my friend who was telling me about them just like wasn't making any sense.
Is this another fucking fat guy that you won't fuck?
I was asked about number stations today.
You were asked about number stations today?
See, it's all connected, Brad.
Well?
Hey, Steven.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
It's for you, Matt.
Yeah, what's up? Steve.
Yeah?
You done the party?
Who's this?
It's Matt. You didn't hear my buddy say my name? Jesus Christ. You're such a fucking queer. But you want to get down? I still got 230. I got 230 packs in the trunk and a little of the old sniffy sniffy, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, hell yeah. Where you at?
Shit, you still at that same old place, or are you at a new place?
Man, I'm at a new place. I'm out in Lakewood now.
What's the address?
Don't have the address on me right now. As you can wait, I'll give it to you when I get home.
Alright, how long until you're home, man?
Hurry the fuck up.
About 15 minutes. Why, you want to bullshit until I get home?
Yeah, no, we'll give you a holler back, man.
For sure.
Alright, it's gonna be fun, all right. Yo. Alright.
Alright, bye.
We're gonna get fucked up tonight.
He's all excited.
That guy was fucking awesome, man. See, that's the way people need to be.
Hell, I wonder what happened if he just showed up.
Oh, the end. Posted numbers.
Yeah,
awesome.
He posted a lot.
The end's awesome.
Thanks, the end.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, I want an accent so badly.
Chelsea, you were in my dream when Brad was trying to call me and I was killing hornets and you were dancing in little outfits with a fucking broad.
Oh.
What?
Hello?
Someone echoed,
hello?
I think, in that room. Hello?
Winnie?
Hmm?
Winnie?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, pretty girls.
Hi.
The guy with Chewy behind him.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that did seem like. Oh, that's you?
That's me.
He lives in a workshop.
Who's he? Who's you?
Foxy. I'm the one that whistled 2600 the first time.
Oh, you're the lucky winner.
Yeah, because he believed that there was really a contest.
You're creeping around some kind of awesome hacker
stuff. What kind of shirt is he getting?
I don't know.
The new shirt.
Oh.
It's a good idea to look
here,
at it.
I'm rocking it. Look at it. On the back, it has the 2012 tour dates.
I'm kind of messed over that shirt.
Fine.
I don't want it.
Okay, so it does come in hefty dude size. Good. Because up here, kind of normal.
They're nice heavy shirts. They're good.
Yeah. All beer gut.
Where are you?
What is all that?
Are we showing beer guts?
Maybe.
Who will
by the way,
win the beer gut challenge?
Matt Hillock, by the way.
What?
Hillock.
I just Hillock. Yeah. I have noticed a similarity in your voice to Dennis Miller that I've mentioned before. No one else hears it.
Wow, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does anybody? I mean, anybody on the call?
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
I only know old Dennis Miller from like the '80s. I don't know current Dennis.
Dennis Miller. I always liked him back in the day. His.
All right, here. Try this. Say. Hiroshi, let's light this candle.
Hiroshi, let's light this candle.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I just don't know his voice that that good. Dennis Miller's, I guess.
Yeah, I do. Like, what's even... I think I say, let's, I just, like, when we start the show sometimes, I say, yeah, Brad, let's light the candle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think
that may have been where I originally noticed it. So, yeah, so I've been
this
listening
is fun.
On the 5.0 radio app is how I found it, actually.
Who has a scanner on?
Told RBCP about it one night in the chat. You guys are hilarious. I've been listening to, I guess, a lot of old shows and just kind of figuring out the schedule and everything recently.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, it's cheers. Awesome stuff.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're not
Oh, we're on the air.
I backed up. They told me to help.
You guys said to go on the air, so I went on the air.
I like compliments, so thank you very much.
Oh, are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Do you guys?
We didn't let fat girls on the air. Zing!
Oh, I should leave.
Beer gut boys.
Oh.
What are these addresses, Dark Stranger?
Oh, they're Denny's. I suppose I should tell you that, shouldn't I?
Nah, this makes it more fun.
Now I'm moving on to Open Book.
Evie, where'd your video go?
Let's wake this person up.
I went away.
Okay.
Private thing.
Hey, did you do your baking the other day?
Oh, no. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Oh,
you keep fucking cock teasing me.
No, I'm going to do it tomorrow. No, see, my roommate is here now, and you're going to witness me asking her, where can I find some flour that I can make cookies out of?
Oh. By the way, is your roommate Swedish?
No.
But yes.
I am very...
Yes, it's Swedish chef.
Scottish?
I was ready to go open the mail on Thursday and be all happy.
Oh, look what you did to Matt.
You're cock teasing me. You should just tell me no if you're not going to do
it. No, I'm telling you yes.
Poor Matt.
And it's yes.
I need something to lift me out of this glumness.
No always means yes.
Yeah. No always means yes.
Yeah, that's. I learned that in many rape forums.
Yeah. You just keep.
You don't want to
know. And crying means their pussy's wet. Hi.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Denny's.
Hi.
Hi. Were you having problems with the computer there?
No.
Go check. Hurry the fuck up.
You want to speak to the manager?
No, just you. Don't tell the manager we're on the phone. It's a secret.
We're not having any problems with the computers.
Go check.
I just did.
Sorry to stumble over that for you.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes?
Yeah. How are you tonight, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. You know, rocking and rolling, taking notes, kicking the world in its ass. You down there? I got my buddy in from Holland. Do you want to party with him?
I'm good for right now. I'm going to bed.
Well, he's like down to party though. His name's then. Yeah, he's in all the way from Holland just to speak to you, sweetheart. And you know, maybe if things hit off, y'all can do the little, you know, 5 minutes in heaven, make out in the closet thing.
I'm married.
Yeah, well, that fucking queer ain't gotta fucking know that. You're not happily married. Because you would have said you were happily married then. This is a strapping young lad from Holland. His cock's like my forearm. They call him the rail splitter. What the shit? What? What the shit was that number anyway? You fucking goober.
It's
870's my area code.
Yeah, you're just Dark, connecting me to shit.
Dark Stranger posted it. It's Robin.
Sorry, Mr. Call. Leave your name number.
Please enter your password.
Dude, like, give a couple seconds between calls.
I'm sorry.
Or is that when the fun happens?
Oh, crap. Wrong thing.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
Who is that?
He's our Foxy. He's our brand new friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still hasn't fucking been my Skype contact.
The number you dialed is not a working number.
They posted the wrong number.
I used to really like that sound.
Do you like salivate every time you hear it?
No, it's not like Pavlovian dog that much, but like I don't know, for some reason I dug it. I used to like to call like a lot of like automated shit and fuck with them. Like there would be these weird like lawyer things I was a kid in Texas, and you could call them and like listen to them talk about fucking, I don't know, law shit.
Oh yeah, I used to collect those numbers.
Yeah, well, like you could call in, and it was like dude had recorded hours and hours of video or audio, and like you could just like bounce around.
This is Kevin.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
We're the internet.
Hey, Kevin. What are you doing?
Kevin!
Kevin! This is the internet calling.
Internet's calling!
Tonight. We want to ask you why you have such a douchey picture up.
Kevin.
On your profile.
I'm calling from India, and I have a question. Kevin. Why you hang up on me, you son of a bitch?
This picture.
Yeah, look at that.
I think he's a gangster.
Was he told to expect us? He wasn't a gangster.
How do you know he's not a gangster?
He's a gangster.
He thinks he is.
He's got a sideways hat.
He ain't shit but a win yet, so he's a fucking
guy.
Hey!
You reached Kevin Nguyen's phone number.
Oh,
I'm really busy and can't answer your phone call.
I'm a gangster.
He's really busy.
But not for me.
Say fuck you.
Oh, my. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, he has a job, too.
Could you put the phone closer to your mouth next time you record your voicemail?
We could barely hear you.
I bet you that's the same voicemail that Jason Heckathorn had when he was in high school.
No!
Not keeping your job for long.
Heckathorn. You heard anything from him lately?
He's a manager.
There was some crazy stuff from him about a month ago, like... Somebody that Haywood knows said he challenged him to a fight and told him to meet him at some park.
And so awesome.
For something.
Like, how like silly is that? Like, you want to go fight in the park? Like, I'm so sick of this shit. Jesus Christ, are you fucking 10 years old? Yeah. Let's go fight in the park.
We never got any details about it, though. Like, the guy didn't want to talk to us about it.
Because Heckathorn probably whipped his ass. That dude got a lot of pent-up anger. You know,
Heckathorn's probably stalking his family. This is Zach.
Please make it. Oh, he just doesn't want to be bored. Zach. Zach, buddy. Are you bored?
Yeah.
We're here to unboard you. We're from the internet. How are you?
Hello, Zach.
Pretty good.
Hey, Zach.
What it do?
You want to cheer up now? Can you put a smile on that pretty face, pretty girl?
What the heck?
You're
what?
So pretty.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. Are we going to cheer you up or not?
I love you, Justin Bieber hair. It's gorgeous.
Justin Bieber hair?
Yeah.
That's our new nickname for you.
Zach, are you
crooked nose.
Are you feeling on board? It's because the motherfucker, he's a goddamn boxer. That's how his nose got fucking crooked.
Oh, okay.
Zach, are you a Lego maniac?
No.
Zach's the Lego maniac. I'm the only one that gets Brad Carter's jokes.
No, I think everyone got that.
They didn't say anything. fucking cunts.
I didn't get it.
Hey, so man.
Thinking about linking logs.
You want to come to the party?
Party?
Yeah, Tuesday party.
Come out tonight?
There's no party.
You don't need to go anywhere tomorrow.
It's an internet party.
An internet
party? It's a gangster party.
Yeah,
don't laugh, it's serious stuff.
Yeah, it's an Encyclopedia Dramatica party.
Don't make fun of our internet parties, jerk.
Why are you laughing?
Hey, we heard you were cool, but whatever.
Yeah, he's not acting cool.
What a jerk.
I think he stayed on the phone this long.
I think he's cool.
I don't know.
You feeling all right?
I kind of hate Zach.
I kind of like him because he is a Lego maniac.
Stop being such a fucking hater.
Let's take a vote.
All right.
I like him.
I like him again.
I like him.
I hate him.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
I'm for it.
I like him if he comes to our party.
Yeah. All those bras with estrogen like me like him.
He has to wear a furry suit, though. Everyone...
Oh, yeah.
Well, duh, of course he'd wear a furry suit.
You done it if?
You know about these internet parties, right?
No.
It's at Motel 6.
Yeah, we need to inform you. So you wear a furry suit.
A furry suit?
You don't ever show your face.
Yeah, your face is completely hidden.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like the Shoney's Bear.
Shoney's Bear. Fuck it. I haven't fucked a Shoney's Bear in a long time. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, or like, what's that chicken?
I had a whole thing. I did, like, back in high school, I drew a picture of the Shoney's Bear with all these mushrooms spinning around his head because I used to get high and go to the goddamn buffet all the time. It's so weird he mentioned the Shoney's Bear. Nobody's ever talked about that thing. But yeah, if you could be the Shoney's Bear, man.
No, showbiz. Showbiz bears.
No.
I was going to say, does Shoney's still exist?
I think he said Shoney's.
Showbiz said Shoney's. Or Chuck E. Cheese, the animatronic bears.
Yes, Shoney's. No.
Yeah, because showbiz had the gorilla, and it also had the bear, but it's called like Billy Bob. It had like a name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think that gorilla was in the book.
So, yeah, well,
Chuck E. Cheese bear.
Yeah, it's a bitch because it's fucking. The band was called the Electric Mayhem Explosion. There's a great documentary on it. Hey, if you don't have a full furry suit, you can just wear a sheet and just cut some eye holes.
He can borrow mine. I'm not going to be there.
You're a Pac-Man.
You're not going to be there.
I can't be there this weekend. You know that.
Oh, shit.
He can borrow my suit. It's all right. It's not.
Okay.
But I was going as an Ewok, and you were supposed to come as Chewbacca.
I'm gonna be a Snorlax.
No, but the Chewbacca suit is open now because I can't be there, and you know why.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Don't make a big deal about it.
I don't know if this dude can be Chewbacca.
Open. Yeah, because I know you're having a fucking abortion. So.
Well, shut up.
Look, it's
God, you don't have to tell the whole world. Fuck.
Hey, are you less bored?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yay.
We win
the prize.
Ding, what's the prize? Ding. Oh. Wait, is he still on? No.
Hey, what was that chicken that did the dance for Kansas City? What was that chicken?
I don't watch fucking sports.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
I'll have to ask the internet. Hey, what was the guy at 316's name?
I forget.
Hey, new guy.
Wait, you guys are calling 316 numbers?
New guy.
316. Yeah.
That's my area code.
We know.
You guys called
We're calling your friends.
What's your name, 316?
Zach.
Zach.
He's a Lego maniac.
Should we tell Zach what restaurant he should eat at?
No. Zach, you're in Wichita.
I'm in Hayesville.
Wait, what?
I'm in Hayesville.
Ew, just kidding. Gross.
I'm going to add you as a friend on Facebook, Zach.
I used to live in Wichita, though.
Come back. It's better in Hayesville.
Motherfuckers get shot out in Hayesville.
Hayesville represent.
Ain't nothing happening in Hayesville.
Not really.
Except for murders.
See, he knows what I'm talking about. Kansas natives right here.
Kansas sucks, period.
Yeah, it does. Who is this?
Who's who?
Oh.
The only memory I have from Kansas is getting pulled over.
Oh, that's pretty much...
And you were maced and sodomized.
I don't remember that part.
I went to Lawrence once. It was hard.
Bad memory. Like, I didn't know a nightstick could go in my ass that far.
Hey, who was 253? What were we saying to that person?
I don't know.
Because I just got a text from 253.
He
gave me his address, and he said, just come over and walk in. Door is unlocked. And
oh, my God.
He says to bring the money. It might get crazy tonight.
Oh, that might have been the guy with the sniffy party. Or no, maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I wonder if I can get his phone number.
You should send him a pizza.
Sniffy guy was supposed to give you an address, though.
Yeah.
Because
he couldn't remember his address.
Yeah, I just moved there, bro.
I gotta go home and then look at the door.
Post the address.
Okay. Oh, that's him, huh?
Yes.
That guy has mutual friends on Facebook already.
That's weird.
Small world.
Zach, the Lego maniac. You sound so much less bored now.
Who are you calling?
Someone new?
Another dude that's into fursuits.
He's bored too.
This is a Craigslist ad. This dude's into fursuits.
You have reached the voicemail box of 253-961-6779.
Oops.
Oh, he sounds totally less bored. He's like coughing, laughing.
Yay, we succeeded in unloading him.
We made somebody's day brighter.
Yay!
That's what we do.
Zach, be my friend on Facebook.
Chelsea will probably end up hanging him.
Yeah, Chelsea's really easy.
You guys are super robot-y, sorry.
There's a lot of fucking lipstick.
It's true. You'll see for yourself.
Is that still on?
What? Lipstick? Yeah, it normally wears off all over your cock.
I could have sworn I washed my face.
Oh, wait. I got another phone number for that 253 number. I think it's their home number.
Oh, shit. Call it.
This is the doors open place?
I love home numbers.
Yeah. I could be wrong. I'll check. Yeah, it's a home number with Quest.
Hello?
Hi. Is there a party there tonight?
Is there a party here tonight?
We heard there's a party and it's going to get crazy. Is the door open? Because we're going to be there in a minute.
No, you're not coming here.
Can we bring the stuff?
Listen,
what?
Where can we hide the stuff? So
the sniffy.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't want the cops to find it.
Hey, I think somebody played a pretty good gag there.
Oh,
I think they made us prank an old lady.
Yep.
Oops.
Hopefully she has Alzheimer's and doesn't remember it.
Ma'am, are you into cocaine?
She's not into. She's all about it.
It's just a dream, ma'am.
This isn't real.
Remember when times were good and your children still loved you?
Remember Nam?
Never too young for a Vietnam flashback.
Never, ever.
You should join Motherless.
Wow. I like Motherless.
This is somebody calling about the truck on Craigslist.
I don't give them my fucking... I don't make an account on there, though.
Yeah, you call about the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which one are you interested in?
Which one do you got?
Well, I got an F-150, and I got an F-350. F-350 is diesel.
All right, then. What's wrong with each one of them?
Well, they're both pretty messed up.
Are they?
They're both pretty messed up. Hang on. Roy?
Uh-oh. Roy,
pick up the other phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's somebody calling about the one of the trucks. Which
the F-150 or the F-350?
Well, that's what I'm...
I talked about the one earlier that was wrecked from the back.
Wait, which one? The F-150 or the F-350?
I don't know. I talked to both of you guys earlier, and you guys told me to meet you at Walmart.
Right, but which one?
Oh, so you're there, buddy?
Are you at Walmart?
Well, I left already. I called and called, and you guys didn't ask me.
Oh, we didn't get the call, man.
How could you believe us that we would really go there?
You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that person call and say this is a radio show and it was bullshit. Another person, the poor person that got fucked with.
Yeah, I heard that, but I talked to you guys and I figured you guys were.
We're what? That person was just crazy. You're talking to fucking 10 people about crazy bullshit about the fucking somebody died in that goddamn vehicle and there's blood all over and there's a mattress in the back seat.
Think of it
this
way.
You can give hand jobs.
Well, I heard you guys
back your suburban.
Shit, so that's why I was like, well, who the hell would be talking like that on the radio?
Yeah, see.
Oh, so, yeah, we've got some
anyway, you just, you got made a fool of, so.
Yeah, in the radio, late-night radio, I can get away with a lot of stuff, man, but also there's a delay, and if anybody's really paid attention gets upset, we can just, we can dump it.
All right, then.
So we need you to sign a release form so we can sell CDs
with you. So drive back to the Walmart, sign the release form, and we'll cut you the check.
At least we weren't Nigerian scammers, think of it that way.
All right, then.
Because, the thing is, you're so gullible, you probably would have given us money if we asked.
I know. I was willing to give that dude a hand job, too.
Oh, shit.
I hope you were recording.
Hey, just come and sign the release.
Hey,
and when this
you know
is,
what?
When
the
this
hand
is
job.
On TV, you'll get a cashier's check, man.
The hand job part was not a joke.
All right, then.
Yeah, all right, so just come on back.
All right, then. I'll see you then.
We'll see you in a minute.
Bye. Yes.
What was that?
That was amazing.
It was us.
Feel
making.
Feel free to chime in anytime. 316.
He's having a less boring night now.
Zach still hasn't added me on Facebook. But we're friends, Kansas.
Zach's such a jerk. I hate Zach.
Need to add Chelsea.
Yeah, add me. I'm a cool person. I swear.
She has a Batman shirt.
What?
I said you had me.
I did.
Yeah, she requested you.
God. Get with the times, man.
My bad.
You went to campus.
She's a pretty girl.
Or circle or something like that. I don't know. Same difference. Podunk.
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 Well, every
boobies.
Now and again, we just drive around out in our cars, get high in the fucking fields. And go put corn cobs up each other's ass, right, Chelsea?
I can't believe we pranked an old lady.
And then we got set up.
We got so tricked.
You should call that number back and be like, hey, man, there is no party here tonight. What are you talking about? I thought we were cool.
Well, you don't know who sent you that text, though, right?
Yeah, no, I do. I do. Let me go backwards on Gmail.
You're backwards on Gmail. I'll backwards your Gmail, motherfucker.
Your face is backwards.
My mom's a backwards Gmail.
I was so thinking a your mom joke, and then you just said it to yourself, and that was the best thing ever.
I'm the fucking goddamn tits, yo.
You guys are like twins.
You have reached the voicemail box of 253961677.
I guess I should hang up.
Poop a doop, poop doop, poop a doop. Freaky Audi. Why didn't Trichel call in tonight?
The bird is the word. I don't know, he's online.
He's hanging out with Team Wasp.
I think.
What are they wasping it up?
Probably.
Yeah, all day. Oh,
he wants to talk here. Click on him.
Trichel, Trichel. I hate that his picture is white because I can never see if we're still calling him or not.
Me, the theory to work on.
Plus, you know, it'd be nice to see an actual face, not a bare hands picture.
You're not going to see an actual face.
I really get it out of him, but not anymore.
I don't know. He get kind of odd when I kept asking him.
Because you don't have boobies.
Fuck, I don't.
You don't have the girl boobies.
Oh, what? Because mine are just covered in shame and fat guy here.
Thank you, McDonald. David.
Hi, I'm calling to have a friend paged that's in there right now.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling to have a friend paged. That's a customer that's in there right now. Could I page my friend?
No, I think you've called the wrong...
I called McDonald's.
Where's St. Kilda McDonald's?
Yeah, that's the one he's at. His name's Sean.
Sean?
Yeah, he's kind of young.
Yeah. No, well, you don't have a Sean working here.
No, it's a customer that's having dinner.
Oh, okay. So you want me to try and find a customer for you?
Oh, yeah,
is
could
that
you?
What you're saying?
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah.
His name's Sean.
What's he look like?
Sean B. I don't know, he's kind of like got short hair.
He's got short hair. How old do you think he's?
20.
All right, one moment.
Shortest, tallest.
No, sorry, man. No one here by that description.
Don't lie.
Or that name. No, I'm not. I'm in my dining room.
Well, just ask everyone, just in case.
What's that?
Just ask everyone, just in case.
No, that's okay. I don't think I'll do that.
Please?
I love that you call it a dining room like it's classy. Is there fine china out there?
I'm in my dining room.
He checked in.
Well, it sounded like there were like 5,000 fucking people in that place.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
was that a McDonald's
nice
in Australia?
Estimation.
Yeah.
No,
he just like went away
are
from
we
the
calling
phone.
Overseas? Where's fucking Tristan then?
Oh, is he not on?
Is he on? Tristan. Add Tristan.
Tristan. It says to call him for a good time.
I'm trying to add him.
Oh, that should be the next thing we need to do. We need to have people write in bathroom stalls, call for a good time, and put the phone loser's number.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Do you think do people really call this?
Definitely. If it's big enough.
Leave them. If it depends.
If it's big enough.
Yeah, I think if you leave them in like filthy fucking stops and rest stops and shit.
Evie, exactly how big does it have to be for you to call?
Well, at least 10 fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to...
Oh, I thought we were talking about point sizes and fonts. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10
what's,
fingers.
What's the best font?
It's Stencil. Apparently, it's not...
Baskerville.
It's not surgically attaching a hot dog to yourself and trying to get your blood supply into it. Because
we've
already talked through that. And it just doesn't seem like it's going to work out.
Zach, you still there?
Yeah. Stop being bored, Zach.
Hey, man, wake up. We got people to
prank.
I
think Zach needs to make a call.
Yeah. Hey, Zach.
What? You got any enemies?
Zach, can you page Danette? It's a girl.
Ask for Danette.
Clarksville Alehouse. Hello?
Hi, could you page a customer there? Her name's Danette.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It's rather loud.
Could you page a customer? Her name is Danette.
I'm sorry, could you please speak up? This is a bar. It's very, very loud, sir.
Could you page a customer named Danette, please?
1 second.
How did she hear that?
I can hear her on the phone.
I don't think she did.
I'm just going to go ahead and put the phone inside my
house. Hi, could I have a customer paged?
I'm sorry?
Could I have a customer paged?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
I hung up. It's not going to work
out. God damn it.
Oh, well.
Phone to quiet the fuck down.
Could you turn your music off so we can...
we're trying to make a phone call here. Don't pick shit up if you can't hear it. Goofy fucking cunt. It's like, why do you pick up the phone if you can't hear it?
How did they hear it ring?
Exactly. It's all lies. It's like the fucking goddamn Indians that act like they can't understand you at 7-11.
Oh, God.
Damn those Indians.
I don't know nothing. Manager, morning. Manager.
Oh, man.
That minute, I've seen you guys come in here and you fill up your cups and you don't pay.
They never, no, they don't, they just, they're like, don't know, know nothing about nothing. Call manager morning.
You're trying to call, man.
Why did you kick my dog?
Thank you for calling Applewood Pet Resort. Our business hours are Monday through Saturday, 7 to 6, Monday, 7 to 3. If you'd like to leave a message, please press 1. And we'll return your call on the next business day. Thank you.
Tristan.
Sorry.
Hi, Tristan.
What's up, buddy?
Good day, mate. That didn't work.
Hello, cunt.
Yeah, so Helvetica is a pretty good font, huh?
Yeah. Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Go. I mean, they made a movie about it, right?
No. It's not
they
a good
did.
Font.
I mean, what other font has had a movie?
How
about
are you
it, though?
With Ferkel McDurkelson?
Well, that's why you're
nice to you, buddy.
Wait, what were you saying? I refuse to watch Avatar because they spent so much fucking money on that movie. And then what is their font that they use? Fucking papyrus. That's a fucking fuck that shit. That's so cheap. So I refuse to see it. It's stupid. You're gonna blow all this money and then use
the
virus.
You won that round.
I think it's
the riff.
I got
stupid.
The riff tracks of it's pretty amazing.
It is. I hated it when I first watched it, yeah. And then I ate like a fucking quarter sack of weed and some yogurt and watched it again. I was like, I don't know. It's kind of pretty.
Yeah. What's a really good riff tracks to watch? Because I know
all
Roadhouse
of them?
First,
Avatar.
Yeah, first
all
one. But...
Oh my god. Okay, so the best ones are, say, Spider-Man, Alien,
Spider-Man
I had
1,
fun with
Jaws.
Planet of the Apes the other day.
Planet of the Apes is pretty amazing.
Because they're like, when are they going to rise?
I'm going to download that right now.
I hated that movie so much and everybody loved it. Who the fuck's got a goddamn thing beeping?
Oh, that was me.
Fire extinguisher.
Change your battery.
It's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
Oh,
midnight.
12 o'clock in the fucking midnight.
It's 2 a.m. here.
I made these.
While you're time traveling through your call, kid.
Jeez.
Fucking wrap brain around
how's
that.
How's the future?
Shit.
Oh wait, no,
what?
I'm in the future.
Kill yourself.
It's late in the
future's
future.
Good. What about
it's
the,
really
future?
Late in the future? It's late in the future.
Yeah, I guess.
Zach?
Not much happening is in the future.
Zach?
For a good time. Come
Zach.
On, guys.
Yeah, everyone listening has to do that.
Yeah. Does anybody even do that anymore? Because you
all
can just harass somebody through Craigslist instead of just, you know, writing it on a bathroom wall.
Yeah, but
bathroom walls are way classier.
That's all digital, man.
I imagine the...
There are some analog purists out there.
Beep again. That was funny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. I've like ripped goddamn fire alarms out of hotel ceilings and thrown them in the hallway.
The room is also a really good restraint.
Stop reading fucking tiny.
It's true.
I have the room.
God. So many of them, though.
That guy probably cheated with the whole 2600 hertz tone earlier.
I think you cheated.
Wait. Okay,
here's right here. Yeah.
Are you a musician at all?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you are? Okay, what do you play?
Guitar, saxophone.
He sounds so suspicious.
Drums. Yeah, I mean.
Saxophone.
He plays the saxophone.
There, Evie and Hillock, look in tiny chat.
So I guess you just have a strong relative pitch because, I mean, you know, you don't have perfect pitch, do you?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, because, you know, only like a small minority of, like, you know, people would even have the ability, you play a tone and they're like, that's 2600, you know, like fucking joy bubbles or whatever.
I asked him to play the tone right before I did it.
Yeah, you can listen to it, and
it's like whistling a song that you hear.
Whistling Dixie when hang a slave.
What kind of room are you in?
Who?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in my basement.
Look like you're in a warehouse.
My basement
somewhere.
Looks nothing like that.
My basement has a garage door.
Oh, I see.
And my Star Wars stand-ups. And my workbench. And this is the coolest part of this house. An old safe.
I'm gonna miss it because I'm pissing.
Nice.
An old what?
An old safe.
Oh, cool.
Built-in safe. That's so nice.
It can be your panic room.
That's where I go when I'm panicked.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's Tristan.
I'm hanging up in exactly 10 minutes, because that's when Rift Tracks Rise of the Planet of the Apes is going to be on.
In 10 seconds?
10 minutes. It's going to be downloaded.
Ah, I already have it.
Well, I don't.
He could just wait,
are you donating a Mux copy or something?
Am I what?
Are you donating a Mux copy or are you just downloading like an MP3 or something?
No, it's a video file.
Okay, yeah. Because I said Mux to like, you know, they take the MP3 and then they replace the audio in the file or whatever.
Yeah,
then
that's the only ones I watch. I'm not patient enough to sync up MP3s.
Yeah. Most people aren't, though. That's why they have the donate button on their website. You know, not that I do anything like that, though.
I've donated before.
Sometimes.
One time I donated $70. That was the first time I realized how much I had stolen from them.
From who?
Rift Tracks? $70.
I donated a kidney. Hi, Tristan.
You sent Rift Tracks $70?
I got off a tiny chit to come over here to say hi.
Look.
Evie, you gave Rift Tracks $70?
Yeah, the first time.
Scar,
wow.
That's where they took my kidney.
I'm not in tiny chat anymore, buddy.
I saw it. I believe.
Yeah, wait, what'd you get for your kidney? Like an iPod or something? Because, you know, there's
He got a Rio MP3 player.
Yeah.
Diamond Rio.
I got the Muvo. The Muvo? Isn't that what
it is? Man, that was the shit, though. The Diamond Rio? Because you could only fit, like 8 songs on it or something?
We'll fit 8 songs on you.
Yeah. I mean, that was all you needed.
I can only think of maybe 4 songs that I want to be through, so.
Oh, man. Yeah, but no, somebody in China, they sold their organs for, like, an iPad or some shit.
I'm the dude at the bottom.
I wouldn't sell an organ for an iPad. I'd sell an organ for a good child. I don't know. I don't think that if they had any sense, they wouldn't want to buy my organs unless they're like preserved perfectly.
Okay.
Floated on
like pickled.
Yeah. Oh, you do got the coat on, Brad. You handsome fucking devil.
That's right. You do.
Oh, wait, cold who up was here. It in here that was asking how I did the whistle?
Oh, yeah, that was me. I was just saying, do you have a strong relative pitch? Or, you know, I was saying, like, people who have perfect pitch are few and far between. But, I mean, I'm thinking of, wait, who was John Draper's friend? Like, who is blind? Or is that, you know, because Captain Crunch, he's not blind, right?
Joy Bubbles, Joan Garcia.
Joy Bubbles, the pedophile, right? like that guy?
No, he wasn't a pedophile. Captain Crunch is a pedophile.
Oh, okay.
Joy Bubbles molested, though, when he was a kid.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And then he renamed, he changed his name to Joy Bubbles, and then he hung out at the library watching, you know,
Mr. Rogers.
What the fuck is it called?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, like the whole catalog and shit, and like sucking on his thumb and wearing a diaper and shit like that.
Oh, I didn't hear about the diaper part.
Oh, okay. Well, it's there. Fucked up. You can read about it.
Wow.
Perkin, are you able to see the cameras right now?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here you go. You ready? RBC. You got that 2600?
I can't see yours. I can see everyone.
Oh, the test tone.
Oh, hey, wait. Restart yours.
Where are you? I see you.
I can see you.
I'm just amazed your mic doesn't have, like, a cutoff or anything like that.
It's just a little Logitech. Where
you get that tone.
A little Logitech USB.
Okay, I'm watching.
Okay, I can see.
Are you going to give me the reference tone?
Not that I'm even in doubt of you. It's everyone else.
Well, here, wait. Try it before without the reference tone, and then do it after the reference tone.
Okay. All right, let's see here.
See?
That's neat, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to fuck with people taking tests in classes all the time. Just do it real, real softly. And they thought it was like a heater or an air conditioner vent. It was whistling.
They're like, get a little bit louder and a little bit louder. There's Freon leaking out.
Yeah. And, you know,
you cost them thousands of dollars.
Around, of course, I had my hand in front of my face like this. Like, what is that?
If I sat behind you, I would have had my hand in your pants, buddy.
The old reach round.
From the backside?
Surprise.
Hey, what happened to Zach?
Oh, no, in front of.
That motherfucker never added me either. Whatever. Hate Zach.
He decided he doesn't like us.
We definitely did make his night less boring.
Yeah. Mission accomplished.
Not very appreciative.
Should have at least given him the URL for Phone Losers or Cacti Radio or something.
We can call him back.
Well, we added him. On Facebook.
Yeah,
so
Chelsea added him on
Facebook. He never, like, accepted it, so... Until he does that.
He can follow.
He's a little scared. Like, if he wouldn't accept the pretty girl, I don't know, he ain't going to take me in my covered in blood.
She is the closest to him, though. That might be, if it had been like somebody, you know, across the country, it might have been a little bit less intimidating. But a pretty girl in the same town as you, or same area.
Well, you know, maybe he's just not on the internet tonight. he's in bed.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh. Oh, wait, so Arby, did you get the frequency counter thing or whatever, see if he has perfect pitch or not?
Oh,
if he can whistle 2600 without a reference tone?
Oh, no, I just had him do it during the show, and he got 2600.
Okay.
I don't have
that. Yeah, I was just wondering if he could do it without hearing 2600 hertz beforehand.
It sounded like he was.
Pretty good.
Damn
close.
Near like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have perfect pitch, but it's probably close enough. Close enough for rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell that's like within
freaky outy dun dun rock and roll.
Man, wait, but 2600, what note is that?
What note?
Because I can't do math here.
Let's say it's a B flat.
A B flat. I was guessing an A sharp, but same thing, right?
It depends on what country you live in.
If you hit the wrong
I
note,
saw
we'll
that
all
guy
B-flat.
Get ran over from the taxi cab. Up in Toronto on the internet today, and he was B flatted. <Dun-dun-dun.
laughs> Oh, where's the room shot sound effect?
He shouldn't have fucked with that cab, man. It just crushed that dude. And like, his blood pouring out of him, poor fucker. But he shouldn't have been harassing that guy. They were kicking his car and shit. what do you got
Someone's
there?
Popular Brad? Night.
What you drinking?
Bud Light and water.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta grow your water dick, son.
That's right.
What?
You don't know about... Oh, that's an awesome cup. I didn't go to any of them when they were... Like, there was one in Chicago that was all changed in the cookie
all
mart.
All of ours
were.
Was. That was pretty awesome. Four minutes.
Oh
no! Wait,
what?
It went up a
four,
little bit.
It's four back. Minutes.
Oh,
Dougie
wow.
Fresh, you're on. On.
What?
What?
All right. So the closest reference tone for 2600 hertz is actually E.
That's what I said, E.
Oh, I thought you said B flat.
He said E.
Yeah.
He's still falling. Oh, look.
C and harmonic.
Everybody's popping in now. They're popping in for the
See,
end.
I wrote it down right there, E.
Oh.
Proof.
I guess you get the shirt. Whatever.
Oh, this guy seems awesome, dude. You need to give him something.
Wow. So that's like an Arlie David or Arlie Davidson A shirt that you got there.
Arlie what?
Oh yeah,
no, I'm wearing the new tour shirt.
No, I'm saying the shirty one.
He can choose which one he wants. But yeah, I do have Wisconsin Bell.
Wisconsin. Okay. Wisconsin, but you still got a bunch of the other shirts left.
Yeah.
Is Tricol here?
Yes, I am, dude.
Ooh, surprise.
Hey, Tricol.
Hey there, Robbie.
Are you doing your other conference with Mr. Spessa?
Oh, no, we were going to come over here if you didn't mind. We didn't know what was going on.
I wouldn't do that because I'm hanging up very soon because...
T-minus 4 minutes.
So y'all have Michael to us.
All right, we will.
But, I mean, you can come over for a little while. It's just not that very long.
Come over
here. Talk the shit.
Come over, say block.
Tell me how proud she'd be of you.
Oh, they have Rift Tracks Twilight. That'd be a good way to watch that.
What did I do?
That's the only way I could watch it.
I've never seen it, normal.
And even still, I could only watch half.
Yeah. I tried to watch Terminator 4 the other day with Rift Tracks, and I couldn't.
I haven't even watched 3.
I kind of like 3, but 4 was awful. But I tried it with Rift Tracks. I thought that'd make it hilarious, but it was still really boring.
Yeah.
I tried watching one of the Star Treks, but I guess I got heavy ADD or something.
Have you ever watched those Red Letter Media Star Trek reviews?
Oh, no.
I've watched everything Red Letter Media has put out.
Yeah, me too.
But is that the same concept?
It's a review of the movie that's about as long as the movie.
Well, Star Wars prequels.
Yeah,
they're like hour and a half reviews.
And it sounds like that would be really boring. Yeah, it sounds like that would be boring, but it's amazing. It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, and there's the creepy storyline about this dude like capturing prostitutes and shit, making them watch the movie with him. And he's got those two broads.
Shh, don't tell him. God, stop.
And he throws those two
Matt,
puzzles.
He doesn't mind spoiling.
Spoilers.
I probably remember
spoilers.
This.
Spoilers. Stop it, Matt.
You know, it's okay.
He throws those two
puzzles. No, stop. Fuck you. Shit. Like, fuck.
And
stop.
Then Barney pops out of the window and John Draper says, "Hi, howdy, kids."
Yeah. And then Joy Bubbles comes out and they all have a gay orgy.
Perfect.
That's my part.
Now everyone has to go see the movie.
Yeah, Red Letter Media. Like when I first found it, I was like, because like some of their like slang they used and shit. I was like, are you in Chicago, dude? Because I like when I out. And they said they were from here, but they're up in Wisconsin. Now.
What was the name of the first Harry Potter movie?
The Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
I want to see that Rift Tracks.
The Philosopher's Stone. If you're in England.
Yeah. The falafel waffle.
Well, it looks like I have
the blue waffle. The blue waffle.
Blue waffle stone.
Blue waffle stone.
Tristan, buddy.
What's happening, man?
Nah. Cheers.
4 minutes. I haven't started drinking yet. I sent you some shit from Amazon.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I sent some
shit from Amazon. Like, not even. You just sent me. Like, you just made it, like, the mailing address.
Yeah, and I sent something to Brad as well, but I couldn't leave any message, so it's just going to be a random package from Amazon.
This is going to be fucking brilliant.
Thanks.
Thanks. If it's stickers, can I have one?
Lord, that's what the fuck I'm
getting. We'll see.
He's showing me like crazy unicorn masks and shit. I don't spend dollars, you fucking goober.
It's a unicorn mask, man.
Yeah,
it's worth every penny.
I guarantee I'll wear it, but I'll have to drink beer with straw while I wear it.
Oh, man.
Mr. Spessa.
Hey, Matt, you big jerk.
Hi there, cutie pants.
Hi, Mr. Spitz.
Hello.
Oh,
what are you silly asses up to?
We're downloading movies.
Ass to mouth. You want to come?
And getting ready to hang up. Because the movie's almost downloaded.
Ass to mouth is the one that doesn't make you gay, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that.
You can do that one and not be gay, right?
If you want to believe that, go ahead. Just join in.
Because I took this quiz, and it was in like a magazine. And I think that was one of the things. They did that at 2 points. If that's the only thing you've done, then you don't count as gay.
There is nothing gay about ass to mouth.
There's nothing gay. It's just a vector for disease, though.
You don't catch disease from the anus, you big silly Billy.
Wait, did I
can't imagine
again?
How catch much
from the mouth.
Disease is on my hands.
It's like a what?
A vector. Vector.
Mouth is quite. It'll get the anus infected. I heard a dog's anus is cleaner than our mouth, so we should. So by that, like, we should be able to all tongue dogs' ass.
Not when they're prolapsed.
Right on that.
Closed in the car door.
No. Wait, I'm pretty sure the dog's mouth is cleaner. You know,
it has fewer diseases, but they tend to be more severe. If I'm right.
Isn't dog's mouth cleaner than the back of your hand or something? Supposedly,
depends on your hand.
Yeah, I guess.
Not your hand.
I guarantee my hand's dirtier than dog's mouth. And they eat shit.
Did puppy lick you too?
I have bad news, you guys.
No.
Did John Draper die again?
Shut up! Don't talk. It's your spoiler.
The torrent. It's finished.
No, it's not.
You better check your you're going to have to re-download, son.
Okay.
Come on, Brad. Hang out. Look at all these people you got around that love you.
I don't like any of you.
I think
guys,
I'm going to get... I can't, so... Everybody should. Isn't already.
Group hug. Where did you go?
Group hug?
I'm afraid of physical contact, so I had to turn off my camera.
Now it's just a bloody car I'm trying to hug.
It's not blood, it's paint. That's how they get it. You know anything about that car?
No, I don't know anything about that car.
No, you're not Mr. C either.
Freaky.
Audi.
Rock and roll.
Oh, do I love Tuesdays?
What I love more than Tuesday? Monday. Funday Monday.
That's crazy.
I like Legend more than Tuesdays.
I like Legend more than a lot of things.
Oh, shit. That means we're all getting kicked off.
Well, I mean, I know. I could just set the phone down.
We could all talk to each other, but we can't call anybody. We're trapped in this little iron room.
Yep. Iron.
It's like the slide cage.
Oh, the panic room.
Yeah, that's it.
The panic room.
Panic room.
I'm mad at
like got a safe
room, and we can't get out.
Oh, neat, dude. How many firearms you got in there? Don't say it out loud.
More or less than 9.
I would just say a lot.
It can't possibly be 9 then. Like, it's either more or less.
Yeah.